Sokala Duma Radio.
Staying in Touch is a long-standing feature of the Sokala Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So, we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you're about to hear does not at all, at any stage, feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode. In this episode of Still in Touch, we speak to Andrew Sebula, formerly of Orlando Pirates and Real Stars.
Andrew Sebula, formerly with the Real Rovers, then he moved to Pirates and then Real Stars. He says the best player that he's ever come up against is Bernard Lushozi, and then the best player he's played with at the same team, he had three names, Alex Mapela, John Mweti, and Steve Liquilia. He says his biggest paycheck was 40,000 rand, while his smallest paycheck was 20,000 rand. His favorite current player in the Absa Premiership is Teko Modise, and currently he is a Tobela FM sport analyst and also works at the Department of Health in the Information and Records section.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Local is like good to have you and Still in Touch in this episode. Your first team in the professional ranks was Real Rovers. Where did they get you from?
Hey, Bradlungs, thank you very much for inviting me. Real Rovers, where do I even start? They spotted my talent at a school tournament. They were impressed with my performance. They recruited me. I was dribbling players left, right, and center, scoring goals left, right, and center. Mm. You will remember that during our time, soccer, school soccer was a big thing, you know,
yes,
unlike today. I remember that time there was a second league. It was called the OK League. For the young ones, the O, it was made up of the O stream and the K stream, just like the inland stream and the coastal stream, once upon a time in the National First Division. I became players' player of the season for both streams. So even the guys that were playing in the other stream, they voted for me. We got promoted. When we got promoted to the NSL, the Castle League in 1994, I became the top goal scorer. Look, Real Rovers, Dalungs, was a poor team. You know, they were as poor as a church, as a mouse in a church, so to speak. So when we were playing there, we were just marketing ourselves, if I could put it that way. Our first season in the top division, you know, we beat Kaiser Chiefs in both the first and the second round. We beat them 3-2. At the old Peter Mokaba Stadium, I remember that game, it was buzzing. And then, obviously, we also beat them at the Ren Stadium 4-0. It was an embarrassing scoreline for the guys like Lucas Khatebe, Odok, Otovi, Brian Baloyi, Watson Nyirenda, Omanyati, Gardner Sial, and Sierra Mapike. The list is endless, bruh. But we mesmerized them when we beat them 4-0.
That shows how good you guys were. How did you guys then prepare for matches back in those days?
Yeah, Bralungs, we used to go to camp before matches, and our officials would try by all means to keep us together. We were a determined team with the likes of Ubanzo, Alex Babela, Umkababa, Gerald Rapatlela, Notimothy, RT Pinkosi, Umerikani Mpangi as well. I was the only player who came from Mahwelereng, where the team was based. Everyone else came from outside. Rapatlela was my roommate, and so since he was a defender and I was a striker, he would often advise me on how to beat defenders. Because remember, those days there were no DVDs, you know?
Yeah.
That's how old I am. There were no DVDs, there were only videos, you know. We would watch the videos of the opposition teams at my house, because the other guys, they had no TVs where they were staying, so we'd stay in a room the whole day, you know, if we were not training, just playing different videos of different teams.
Yeah.
At times, I used to share a room with Uteni Masehe, a young boy that was later killed whilst I had left the team for Orlando Pirates. Being so young, he used to play dice off the field, but he was also a very good player, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, the joker of the team was goalkeeper Umpangi, mainly because of how he broke English and he chopped it up into pieces. because, you know, we never really understood a word he said, and this used to always extract giggles from the rest of us. You know, and we would keep teaching him English, with him teaching us his home language in turn. What also helped Bralungs with that environment, what helped the great spirit is that we never really had a fancy coach, so to speak.
Well, we understand that money was an issue sometimes as well in the team.
Hey, Bralungs, hey, you're bringing back the stresses of those days, you know. sometimes, you know, actually, all the time, we used to get paid on the 45th of the month. You know? And but we knew that we were never going to stay for long there. That's why I said we are marketing ourselves with that team, you know. When Pirates came calling for my services, the other players kept begging me not to go. But I said, we cannot keep saying a player must not go, whereas we are suffering here. Yeah. I mean, the guys could see that the officials were benefiting and we are not. And we had families to support. What can a man do?
That's true. We hear that even the club supporters used to chip in and buy groceries for the players because these were their heroes. Eh?
And, you know, they used to do that after every game. They were at the stadium. They would have a meeting and they would put in something here and there, you know, for the guys that were staying under different roofs, you know. And they would be very supportive of us because some of us were from the area there.
It was not long after that that you caught the attention of Orlando Pirates.
Yes. You know, people know me from Orlando Pirates. Of course, they never imagined that I would have played for another team before. I used to play for another team before. I joined the club at the same time as Steve Lekolea, and the two of us started clicking from there. We had a new coach, Victor Bondarengo, if you remember that old man.
Yes.
And there was a healthy competition in the team. We used to play dies together as a team at night in camp, just to keep the camaraderie alive, you know. And even though we're gambling our finances away, you would never see fights when people lose their money. But to Steve, he used to cry whenever he did not win on a particular night. He liked money too much, that guy. Our masseuse, Upra Joe Ramohadi, he would gamble with us in his room because he used to sleep alone whilst others were sharing. We would play dice until maybe about 1 a.m. And the management knew a little bit about this practice, but said it's fine as long as we are not fighting amongst ourselves. The guys used to joke that with Dr. Ivan because he used to play dice in his younger years, so why should we not play dice?
Yeah, I wonder if the Iron Duke heard about that. Yeah? So how much money are we talking about here in terms of the bettings between the teammates?
Yeah, most of the time, there would be like 100 rand. Sometimes there would be 200, 300. Depends on how much money we had on that night. Okay. I remember we used to camp at a hotel in Sentin. Some of our players, they used to change from the club's merchandise to their own clothes in order to sneak out of camp to withdraw money, some money, and and they came back for more gambling. Thabo Mngomeni was one of those culprits.
Okay.
And I'm mentioning names now. I mean, guys like Aboshasha Moleko and his late brother Clifford. You know, we were two in that long list of players.
Okay. Tell us about the funniest characters in the team now.
Hey, my brother. Steve. No one else but Steve. Even now, Steve Lekolea is still the same. I met him recently in Limpopo. He was the only person that I knew, how to imitate everyone in the team. You know, he was not the kind of person you would find not in a good mood, you know, unless he didn't have money. You know, when he was my roommate, he would come back from gambling with a lot of money, but instead of putting it, this is very strange, instead of putting it away, somewhere, you would put it between his thighs while still sleeping. When I ask him, Amfethu, what are you doing? Why are you putting money between your thighs? He's like, no. Guys like you, you know, I can sleep here. I can put my money in my bag. and then I wake up because I like sleeping. I wake up and the money is not there, you know.
Trust but, issues.
But Nicolea and Rapatela used to argue about who was the best passer of the ball, you know, who took the best free kicks and so on. The other character was also Patrick Machete, you know. That short guy was a real entertainer. Then there was Bernard Lushozi as well, who shared so many jokes at training and even during the game. He was also adept at giving in nicknames. Uskosana was very quiet, you know, before the game. He would be sitting there and biting his nails, not talking to anyone. But the minute he went on the field, you would see a different legs of thunder. He has Ambiza legs of thunder, Ujere Uskosana. He would be harassing you as a teammate. When he finally caught up with you, he would tell you, you have to pass me the ball because I'm wearing the same color jersey as you.
Sure.
You know, but we used to call him McGrady because he's someone who's always greedy for the ball. He wants the ball whenever he is on the field, whether it's a good position or a bad position. He just wants the ball for himself.
There must be a funny story then, eh?
Yeah, I remember we beat Celtic in Bloemfontein to go second on the log. Our coach back then, Uponarenko, was very happy because we were very close to the leaders, you know. So he started walking at the hotel in the corridors wearing only his his boxers. You know, he had no top on. He was walking barefoot. Just imagine.
Jeez.
And he was knocking on our doors, handing out money, and you could see that he had a few drinks. But it was funny the next morning because he kept quiet and did not even greet anyone. He did not even come down for breakfast at the hotel. We only saw him at the airport. You know, he gave us a silent treatment until we arrived at Jozi. Being naughty soccer players, we played every trick to make him open up without any success. Shame, man. He maybe felt guilty because of what he did the previous night.
Maybe there was no more money left.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any money left giving away money to so many players and you appearing drunk in front of players.
All right, local is like, let's leave it there for this part.
Sokala Duma Radio.
That was part one of the Still in Touch conversation with Andres Sibula. Catch part two of this conversation next week. For now, it is goodbye from me.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.